46 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock on a Monday morning. Bob Graham's along, James Timberlake in the prod seat, getting ready to take the calm. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right. You know? Welcome to Monday after rodeo week.
Yeah, I know. It always feels like it goes by quickly a little bit. Once we're in it, it feels like it's going by slowly, yeah. But then once it's over, it feels like it's gone by fast. Like,
boom. Yeah, fast and furious. So little bit of moisture for us on Parade Friday.
I was going to say, when's the last time you guys had to deal with that?
It's been a long time ago when we had a torrential downpour at a parade many years ago. I don't remember the year, but it's been a while. And, it was sopping wet. So, got a little... Hey, we made it through, right?
Made her through relatively unscathed.
Yeah, that was a little frightening because electronics and rain don't usually go together very well. But
yeah,
our crack team at Shared Media got us on and kept us dry. And you can check out the parade if you missed it. It's online. You can check out a recap on the Range recap page. ShredMedia.com. Got a lot of pictures and photos and videos and all kinds of good stuff there. ShredMedia.com. So, but now we have a little respite here, and then we're going to get into county fair. That'll be coming up in a couple weeks. So we'll be doing live streaming of many of the events up at the fairgrounds then. So looking at today, though, on this Monday, beautiful, sunny, 98-degree day.
That's what's coming today?
That's what's coming today.
Great.
Yeah, but then it's going to cool down. Rain tomorrow and Wednesday. And then back to sunny and normal temperatures, 80s, on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, just in time for the weekend. Rosie Grier. You know Rosie Grier? Former football player, turned actor. He was the member of the NFL, Fearsome Foursome. He's 93 years of age. I did not realize he was still alive. Rosie Grier, 93.
I did not know who that was.
Yeah. Well, you look it up. You'll find him. Great football player, turned actor, great guy. 1881, the outlaw known as Billy the Kid was shot and killed by Sheriff Pat Garrett, Fort Sumner, New Mexico, on this date. 1913, Gerald R. Ford Jr., the 38th president of the United States, was born. His name was Leslie Lynch King Jr., in Omaha, Nebraska.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. His mother's second husband later adopted and renamed him.
Yeah, that's Gerald a bad R. name. Ford. First name, bad name.
Leslie Lynch King Jr. 1969, the U.S. stopped circulation of the $500, $1,000, $5,000, and $10,000 bills.
Wow, okay.
I know, right?
Dang it. I can't believe they got rid of those.
I know. At least I would have kept the $500 one, right?
I don't know, especially with how cash is used now, which is to say, not as often. I don't know if a $500 bill would be feasible. Even back then, they were like, this doesn't make any sense. Yeah. And everybody was using cash back then.
Well, yeah. Town Criers Day.
Okay, sure.
We have social media for that.
Why not? Yeah.
Yeah. Mac and Cheese Day. You like mac and cheese?
I had mac and cheese yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
I had one of the little small bowls you can get.
Nice.
Are, you know, just put in the microwave.
Okay. Nude Day, James.
Sure. Celebrating right now.
It is Nude Day. In fact, I think I have some nude stories coming up.
Great.
Maybe. I'll see. Oh, man. Okay. Whatever. Largest piece of Mars on Earth goes up for auction in New York. Sotheby's, New York, will be auctioning off a 54-pound Martian meteorite. It is estimated between 2 and 4 million is what they'll get for it. And they found it in the middle of the desert, the Sahara Desert. So you get all this sand in there, so there's a 54-pound rock laying there. You're going,
And it all looks the same.
You're like, this is not indigenous to this area.
They really got everything you could ever ask for at Sotheby's, huh? Whenever it comes to the auctions.
Oh, yeah, they do. They get all the big stuff. But, yeah, you're in the middle of the sand, big sand dunes. All of a sudden, a 54-pound rock shows up. You're going, I don't think so.
Just casually.
Yeah. Meteorite, Martian meteorite, They're going to auction it off. And then scientists say a 2.35 billion year old meteorite from the moon is changing how we understand the lunar volcanic history. They found that in Northwest Africa last couple of years ago. It's the youngest lunar rock ever discovered on Earth. Wow.
Cool.
I know. Well, it came from, the moon had an impact, obviously, and then boom,
Shot it.
Shot it up in the moon's atmosphere, and boom, on its way to Earth. Okay. I agree with this. While limiting their children's screen time, parents may also want to consider being mindful and limit their own screen time. Many kids notice their parents' screen addictions. 54% of children felt parents check their devices too often. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
32% of kids feel unimportant when parents get distracted by their phones. 52% of parents agree that they check their devices too frequently. Yeah. 25% of parents want their children to use their device less, but then they use theirs more.
Okay. It takes a little...
You got to watch that.
Yeah, that takes
Hey, man, I'll raise my hand. I've done it. And then pretty soon, you're just like, oh, Bob, put the phone down.
I'm not...
Put the phone down.
I think I'm pretty decent about that, to be honest with you. That's one of the things I'm better at doing is noticing when to have a phone out and when not to have a phone out.
Absolutely. You go sit in a restaurant and look around.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of my...
Eat and look at our phones.
I am somebody that takes pride in the fact that I'll go to a restaurant by myself or something like that and just kind of people watch.
And people watch? Yeah. Yes, there you go.
Or I'll have a book, which is what I do, a job I'm in.
All right. I know. It's one of your things you do. In an unexpected twist on chimpanzee behavior, a group of chimps at a wildlife orphanage in Zambia has revived an old trend of accessorizing. A female chimp named Julie sparked a craze in 2010 by wearing a blade of grass in her ear.
Mm.
A new generation of chimps took that quirky trend and incorporated grass and sticks in their ears.
They're learning beauty trends.
A great apes researcher expressed his astonishment at this resurgence, saying his team was shocked that this had happened again. Even more surprising is that they put their own spin on it. A study reveals how cultural trends can spread and evolve among primates, similar to human behavior. Researchers believe the chimps have learned to ear accessory trend from their human caretakers, who sometimes use matchsticks and blades of grass for ear cleaning while attending the animals.
Soon they're just going to start ear piercing.
One male chimp, James, named Juma, appears to have pioneered the grass in the butt trend, which spread rapidly among his group mates.
Okay. Yeah, why not?
Why not?
You got to start something new sometimes. Yeah,
that's right. Way to lead the pack.
Now lead by example, even if it...
even if it is grass in the behind, right? Oh, my. Okay, next Tuesday, Major League Baseball All-Star Game.
No, this Tuesday.
Or this Tuesday. Tomorrow. Yeah tomorrow. So, if you asked AI the question, which team will win Major League Baseball World Series?
Man.
ChatGPT says the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Oh, I mean, to be fair, that's not far off. The NL is primarily Los Angeles Dodgers.
Okay. Wow. People are doing that for gambling and they're even doing it. You know what they're doing it for?
Financial advice?
They're doing it for financial advice. Should I buy this stock?
No. Don't do that.
Wow. That's interesting.
I think it tells you, too, you should not, like, in its answer, you should not take financial advice from ChatGPT.
Wow.
I think it says that, if I remember correctly.
Not a good thing.
Especially gambling advice. I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah. Young boy in Mason, Ohio, quite the adventure, found himself stuck in a claw machine.
Okay.
You
know what?
They keep enclosing the entrance a little bit more all the time, but these kids get in it.
I was going to say, every kid imagines himself crawling up in there and then grabbing whatever they want and finding a way back out.
They had to call the fire department.
You'd think that
get him out.
You'd think that we had we would have discovered a better way to deliver it from the claw
the
to
claw,
the you know
claw
to
machine.
The exit.
Oh, here's the nude story, James.
Oh, great.
All right. I knew I had one.
You always do.
They always caution you to read it, too. Okay. No one has seen any photos of this sporting event on social media. Not surprising.
Okay.
On Saturday, the Pittsburgh area naturalist hosted, quote, balls out bowling.
Oh, all right.
Participants were encouraged to bowl in the buff. With the exception of bowling shoes, they needed to wear bowling shoes.
Of course. Can't be slipping.
Okay. Cost was $30, included 4 hours of unlimited bowling and shoe rental.
You know what?
No honestly, photography.
Honestly.
No photography was prohibited.
Good name for a tournament for that. Balls out bowling. That's a good name.
Did you go to any movies this weekend?
I did not.
Yeah, it was busy. It was a busy
weekend.
Yeah, I
was going to say.
Superman, $122 million.
Yeah.
Took off the box office there.
Superman's back.
Yeah, he is. Jurassic Park Rebirth was $40 million. Second place. F1, the movie. How to Train Your Dragon and Elio. Fourth, fifth. They're all here. Go check out a movie.
Yeah, they are.
In those new, beautiful seats at your Centennial Theaters. They have the coolest seats in there. Bill is changing out the entire theater.
Oh, are they really?
With luxury seats.
Oh, there you go.
You should check these out. Okay, trivia. Here's a number for the day. How many wind turbines is in the largest onshore wind farm in the world in China? Wind turbines at the largest onshore wind farm in the world in China.
2,000.
7,000 wind turbines.
Wow.
Okay. It has 4 miles of corridors, 775 windows, specialized team cleaning and maintaining the clocks. What is it?
Wait, say it again?
4 miles of corridors.
Yeah.
775 windows.
Mm-hmm.
It has a specialized team for cleaning and maintaining clocks.
So for
Buckingham Palace.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Oh, you know what I was going to say? I was going to say Big Ben because they said the clocks.
Right.
So somebody gets out of the window and cleans the clock or whatever.
Okay, this or that. We gotta go faster. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Netflix, binge night, or game night?
Game night. Definitely. Yeah.
Going to a baseball game or a soccer game?
Baseball game.
Yeah, I figured that one. Carrying a water bottle, James, or using the nearest drinking fountain?
Water bottle. Definitely.
Definitely water bottle.
Water
fountain.
You're not carrying a water bottle?
No, water bottle. Excuse me. Okay. Definitely water bottle. No way I'll drink out of a water fountain. No way. I'm not drinking out of a water fountain.
I'll drink out of a water fountain.
You will?
Yeah, it's whatever.
But, what about the person in front of you that like decides to kiss it and try to suck water out of it?
Hey, guess what? You know what's crazy? Is I probably had worse things in my mouth in my past. I've eaten dirt as a child. I'll be all right.
All right. James will be all right. He's got Swap Shop next hour coming your way on News Talk 930 KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock.